141. A quick visit. "Let Tom through, Derek," Sally said, trying not to let her tears show. Tom came into the house, where he used to be able to let himself in by himself. Now, suddenly, things had changed. "Hey, Sally, how are you doing? I heard about the interview," Tom said. "Can't you just let me be for a while? I didn't get the job, and that's all there is to it." "I can write you another letter of recommendation," Tom suggested. "No, let's face it. Mr. Jacobs can't let bygones be bygones and hire someone who wouldn't marry his son, let alone who cost him so much money for a wedding ceremony that she backed out of." "I don't blame him," Sally replied. "But you were the top salesperson in your previous company. Don't let him off so easily. Just because you broke his son's heart doesn't mean you can't be an asset to his company." "Ah, never mind. I'll let up on him. If he can't let the whole thing go, then I don't want to push it. Hey, why are you here anyhow? Did he let you out early just to come and see how I was doing?" "No. I let myself out through the back door." "No one even knows I'm not in the office," Tom said. "Well, you better get back there. I don't want you losing your job over me. Mr. Jacobs is not the kind of boss who lets people off easily. I know that, and I'm not even one of his employees." "Okay, can I get Derek to give me a ride back? He can let me out of the car behind the office so that I can sneak back in." "Sure. Thanks for seeing how I was doing."